Hey there, and welcome to Not Your Average Counsellor, the podcast that's here to shake up your perspective on life, love, relationships, and everything in between. I am your host, V. Vinci, and let me tell you, I am not your run-of-the-mill counsellor, and I'm on a mission to help you uncover the key to unlocking your fullest potential. You see, I've been around the block a few times, and I've probably gathered more life experience than four therapists put together. From battling a brain tumour, to divorce, marriage, grief, parenthood, and supporting my son come out the other side of a life-threatening illness, I've been through it all and then some. So I get my clients, I understand their pain, hurt, and challenges on a very deep level. But what truly sets me apart is my approach. I'm all about keeping it real, keeping it simple, and keeping it effective. Because complexity, well, that's the enemy of progress, and that's why I'm a firm believer in the KISS principle. Because let's face it, life is complicated enough already. This podcast is your passport to a more rewarding and simpler perspective on life. My aim is to help you understand the why that drives your thoughts and actions to create change, embrace growth, and create the life you truly want. So sit back, relax, and buckle up for some truth bombs, laughter, and a whole lot of inspiration. Let's dive in. Not Your Average Counsellor is rated PG. Parental guidance is definitely recommended. Welcome to another enlightening episode of Not Your Average Counsellor. I am your host, V. Vinci, and today we have a fascinating topic to explore that I like to call the Clarity Quest. Now, this title could make it sound like some new version of Dungeons and Dragons, so let me actually simplify this by adding way more words. Let's try this. Making sense of life's experiences from what the fuck to aha. Now, that's better, isn't it? Now we all get it. So, life is like a roller coaster. It's full of unexpected twists, heart-pounding drops, and moments when you feel like screaming, "What the fuck?" But just like a roller coaster ride, life also has its share of breathtaking aha moments. Now, making sense of these experiences, well, it's something that's deeply rooted in us as humans. It's like an itch we just have to scratch. From the time we're little, trying to understand why the sky is blue or why the dog barks, to our adult years, pondering the twists and turns that life throws at us. So what if I told you that when life throws us a what the fuck moment, we're not content until we turn that into an aha revelation? Now, content, what a funny little word. Content means something different to everybody. I'm content if I can get out of the fucking house on time. Sometimes I'm even content when I cook. I actually really love cooking. For some people, that would make them want to poke their eyes out. Content is hard to put into words for people. So I'll give you an example of what it feels like to be not content, because I have a feeling you're gonna all know these little suckers. If you are restless, frustrated, overwhelmed, confused, you're not content, people. We are wired to search for connections and meaning in everything. This quest isn't just a fancy hobby. It's like our North Star. It gives us direction and purpose. And if we can't find it, then we can struggle with making sense of something. Let's look at an example, a pretty simple one actually, that most, if not all of us, have experienced at one time or another. The death of a grandparent or an older person in our life. Now, when an older person dies, we're sad, but we seem to be able to make sense of it in some way because of the way society looks at death. It is often looked at as a passage of life. That illusion helps us place meaning around older people dying with statements like, "They had a good life." But if a child dies or a younger person dies, we can place the same meaning around it, but it doesn't seem to follow the same rules of passage.
we have given a false sense of security around death, and we struggle to find meaning, and we therefore struggle to process it. This is the what the fuck. So now we take our question from, you know, what the fuck, to why the fuck do we do this? Because quite frankly, it's bloody exhausting. Now, humans are wired to make sense of life experiences for a number of reasons. One of them is survival instinct. At our core, we are survival machines. Understanding our environment and our experiences helps us make better decisions for our safety and our well-being. For instance, knowing that a certain plant is edible or that a rustling sound in the bushes might indicate danger has been crucial for our survival throughout history. Now, you might think that that is, you know, old days caveman style, but I can tell you, I live in Murdoch and I often walk through the grounds of Murdoch University, and that university is filled with those little rat-like things called quenders. Now, they are gorgeous little marsupials, but they hide in the bushes, and I can tell you when one rustles past, I absolutely jump out of my skin like there is a giant bear in the woods. So we still need to make sense of things, and we are still hardwired for certain parts, and survival is one of them. Another one is emotional well-being. Making sense of our experiences provides emotional stability. When we understand why something happens, it helps us cope with it, reduces anxiety, and gives us a sense of control over our lives. A third one is social connection. Humans are inherently social beings. We share our experiences with others, and by making sense of our lives, we can relate to one another's stories and connect on a deeper level. This strengthens our social bonds and fosters a sense of community. The fourth one, growth and learning. Life is a continuous learning process. By making sense of our experiences, we learn from them and adapt our behavior. Evolution has shown us this. This helps us grow and evolve as individuals as well as collectively as a society. One of the final reasons is purpose and meaning. We seek purpose and meaning in life. Making sense of our experiences helps us create a personal narrative that gives our lives direction and significance. It is the cornerstone of a fulfilling, or, need I say, content existence. So if we have the why, the next step becomes, how the fuck do we take all of the above and turn it into an aha? Well, that, my friends, is the tricky bit and what I want to spend a little time on. I think initially in my line of work and using the KISS principle, often we don't notice the what the fuck moment as leading to an aha moment. And I know that sounds really simplistic, but honestly, if in the initial moments of shock and confusion that often accompanies challenging or unexpected life events, you can answer your why question with, I don't know why, but I know that when I get through this, I will find the gift, then you almost give yourself an aha answer before you get to the end. Because honestly, sometimes there simply is no answer for why something is happening or has happened. Sometimes the answer is, it's just fucked. You would be surprised at how many times I have used that statement. Well, maybe some of you won't, but I use it when people ask me, why is this happening? And sometimes all I can say is, God, you know what? I have no idea, but geez, that is totally fucked. And guess what happens? People stop and they look at me, often with tears in their eyes, and say, yes, you are right. It's just fucked. Your brain is looking for an answer. Give it one that is honest, one that acknowledges where it is and that you don't know the answer right now. So I have a little story for you. And this story is not just to blow my own trumpet. It actually highlights the role of storytelling in making sense of life's experiences and how creating a narrative or a story can provide clarity and insight by helping people connect in their adversity, like right when they're in the moment. So I have a little saying that says pain is not measured. That means that the pain experienced by anyone in any situation is no worse than the other. The situations, of course, can vary greatly. That's not in dispute. But the pain that one person feels isn't different to the pain somebody else feels. This is what connects us, and it can make us one. Some of you will know that in 2018, my son was diagnosed with leukemia. It was fucked. The disease, the treatment, the length of treatment, all totally shit. Great story for you, huh? Well, the truth is, it could have been a much worse story. He could have died, but he didn't, and I am eternally grateful for that. But it could have been a terrible story, whether he lived or died. Now, just think about that statement. It could have been a terrible story, whether he lived or died. What does that mean? Well, had I allowed my questioning of why is this happening? Why is this happening to him? Why is this happening to us? God, there were so many whys. I would have driven myself and most likely the rest of my family and everybody else in my life absolutely crazy. There was no answer. Now, the brain does both a wonderful and an awful thing when it can't find an answer. It makes one up. Yes, it makes shit up. And guess what it made up? It said to me, it's your fault. He got cancer because you gave him too much chocolate as a child. What the fuck? I knew in my heart that this was not true. But in my head, when nothing else made sense, it was as true as day and it was brutal. It was trying to make sense of a life event that happened. It wanted to help stop the pain that my body was in, and it didn't know another way, so it was brutal. This is what we do when we do not understand that every life event is not sent specifically for you. The universe does not wake up in the morning and say, let's fuck with Jenny today and see how she handles it. Shit just happens. It is why we call it a life event. You would be surprised at how many people come in to me and say, I know I'm just unlucky. I've got a curse. This is happening. It always keeps happening to me. The universe doesn't do that. It's finding the valuable lesson and personal growth through the challenging experience that provides the resilience and coping you need to get through life. Because I'm telling you that the person you were before an event is going to be very different to the person you are after an event, because a life event changes us. It changes us in some way. And that change doesn't have to be a bad thing. We just need to know what that change was so that we can take that and bring it into our new life. Events teach us to reach out and seek support from our connections, whether they are family, friends, work, or professional contacts. Connection is key to turning a what the fuck moment into an aha moment. And too many people isolate and withdraw in a crisis situation. People often come to me after an event looking to be able to accept and heal. Acceptance and healing are often most beneficial when you are in the process, and it is this that helps you make sense of the experience when you are in it by experiencing it. This is what leads to emotional healing. Now, does that make the event feel better? Absolutely not. It still feels like shit. But when you're in it and you can just experience and process where you are, then you just keep moving ahead. And finally, it's this that brings into the light the role of perspective and essentially our full circle moment. The ability to see the what the fuck experience for what it was and finally say out loud, ah, thank you for teaching me, blah, blah, or whatever you say. Simply, aha, I have no idea what the fuck that was about, but I am totally grateful I came out on the other side. My life has been filled with what the fuck moments, just like many of you listening to me today. I face setbacks, confusion, and moments when I questioned the purpose of it all. But then I had a few aha moments that changed everything. And those moments of clarity helped me see the bigger picture and find the meaning in the chaos. So instead of asking, why is this happening to me? I started to say, if this is happening for me, what can I learn from this? Shifting my perspective transformed my story from a what the fuck moment into a valuable life lesson. Reflection is a powerful tool for gaining clarity. Ask yourself questions like, what did I learn today? Or how did I handle that challenging situation? Over time, it is this practice that can help you connect the dots and find meaning in your experiences. Another major aspect of turning what the fuck into aha, uncertainty. Ah, that old chestnut. How can we learn to embrace uncertainty and find clarity in the unknown? Embracing uncertainty can be daunting, but it is essential for growth. Start by accepting that uncertainty is a part of life. Instead of fearing it, approach uncertainty with curiosity rather than fear, and you'll find that the aha moments become more frequent. As we're getting ready to say goodbye today, here's something to chew on. You know those what the fuck moments in life. They throw you off balance, but with a little perspective, self-reflection, and a few handy tools, start to look at how you can turn them into aha moments that pave the way for personal growth and fulfillment. Now, get out there and embrace those head-scratching moments. They might just be your ticket to a more content life. That is all for today's episode of Not Your Average Counselor. I hope you found inspiration and practical insights to navigate your journey. Don't forget to pop yourself onto the Me, Myself and I waitlist. Details will be in the show notes below. Until next time, stay curious, stay reflective, and keep seeking those aha moments. Catch ya.
Thanks for tuning in. If you've enjoyed this podcast, please take a moment to rate and review this show. Your feedback goes a long way in assisting others to discover this info. So help me continue to help more people by providing your input. And while you're at it, don't stop there. Share this podcast with your friends, family, and on your social media. Don't forget to tag me at @vvincytherapist. Also, I love hearing your feedback and takeaways, so DM me, my inbox is always open. If you're interested in hearing more about the Me, Myself and I Mastery Program 2.0, I'm currently putting the final touches on it. The waitlist is open, so when all will be revealed, you will be the first to know all the deets, and by being on the waitlist, you get access to a significant discount as well. So if you are at all interested, put yourself on the waitlist. It really is a high touch, high impact experience, and to ensure that it remains that way, I cap participant numbers. More info in the show notes. Thanks again. Have a good one.